Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And yeah, we're still waiting on the Super Bowl. I mean, man, yeah, okay. It's Thursday. In most places, I think. But we're getting closer. We're getting there. Almost. Anyway, thank you to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. All my friends on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158. People listening on every single one of our affiliates, I appreciate you. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. It's been a fun show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And as we get closer to the Super Bowl, you know, we're going to have some stars on for the next couple of days, which should be fun. We got the NBA trade deadline tomorrow. Russell Westbrook has already been traded, no longer a member of the Lakers. Now a member of the Jazz, he's expected to be released. He'll be a free agent, free to sign anywhere. Maybe the Clippers. D'Angelo Russell goes back to the Lakers. Mike Conley joins Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. And the world goes on. Talked about some of the press conferences taking place today here in Phoenix in front of the Super Bowl. D'Amore Smith of the NFLPA. The executive director told everyone that they're trying to get rid of the NFL combine. Roger Goodell spoke today. He let everyone know that he feels his officials are doing an excellent job. And then last hour, I gave you a top six list of active athletes who cannot catch a break. You know, tonight's list, man, it's pretty recent. I mean, we had a caller maybe 2 hours ago who said, you know, LeBron James is can't stand him. Can't stand the fact that he went and built a school. I'm like, what? Yeah, JR, my mom's a teacher. He thinks he's better than my mom. I'm like, what are you talking about? What type of drugged out statement is that? But people really believe some of these things. And so I gave you a top six list of active athletes who cannot catch a break. At number six, I gave you Carlos Correa. At number five, I gave you Klay Thompson. At number four, I gave you Jimmy Garoppolo. At number three, I gave you Mike Trout. At number two, I gave you Jalen Hurts. Number one, I gave you LeBron James. If you missed the full explanation for every single one of these athletes, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Some due to injury, can't catch a break. Some due to just, I don't know. In the case, so you got Jalen Hurts. Why are people still looking at him? Oh, a running quarterback has never won, so one won't? Got to give these guys some credit sometimes. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get back to the phone calls momentarily. You know, right before we went to break, we had one caller say, oh, Kyrie Irving doesn't catch a break. It's like media outrage. It's just media goes overboard with his comments. And I'm like, he's the one making them. Like, at what point is there accountability for what comes out of your own mouth versus what's reported? And it's not always media. When you got people tweeting out things and going on Zoom calls, that is a lazy excuse. Please take it from someone who has, and I'm not partial. I'm the least quote-unquote media, whatever you want to call it. I don't got no degree in broadcast journalism. I know media. I've studied, I've learned it, I've produced. People don't know. I've been a TV producer. I've been a podcast producer. I've produced musicians. I've produced artists. I've worked. I'm a dude from YouTube who's been on television and the radio. I've gone from YouTube to having a nationally syndicated sports radio show in prime time, cleared all over the country. I'm just a dude who understands media. I think I have a good idea from a quote-unquote guy from his bedroom and on his couch and someone who sits around with executives all day. I think I have a good idea. I think I also got a little bit of common sense. The idea of media, blame the media, it's the media, it's the narrative, it's such a lazy thing. How about you actually look at the people who speak? You can't run your mouth and talk and run your mouth and speak and say whatever and then blame the media for its coverage. That's lazy. Do we got some crackpot media? Yeah, we do. There's tons of it. Anybody can sit around and quote-unquote be a member of the media. Oh, my God, the media. Think about the jackasses who people actually speak to. We're such a crooked-ass world. Anyway, Kyrie Irving actually did play basketball tonight. Kyrie Irving did make his debut for the Dallas Mavericks. And the Dallas Mavericks, they led from end to end in beating the Los Angeles Clippers, the final score 110-104. Kyrie Irving started off the game with 8 points in the first 8 minutes. Kyrie Irving overall tonight finished with 24 points. There was no Luka Doncic, out with his heel injury. Kyrie Irving did his thing. A matter of fact, this was Kyrie Irving's first basket as a Dallas Maverick, courtesy of the Mavs Radio Network.
To Powell at the foul line, pivoting to the right of the circle, holding on. Hardaway cuts, Irving cuts, Green cuts, puts it on the floor, looking now, hands to Kyrie. 12-footer left of the lane for his first points as a Maverick.
He got right to it. And by the way, this game was in Los Angeles, so don't expect to hear Kyrie cheers. Here, listen to a Kyrie Irving three-pointer in the first quarter.
Josh Green brings it up, and to Irving. From right to left, pick and roll with Powell. Now play by George, pulls up, top of the arc, three. That's good. Kyrie Irving shooting 37% from three-point range, and the Mavericks with a 24-9 lead.
Excellent three-point shooter Kyrie Irving is. People get lost so many times in his dribbling ability that you forget what a great shooter that he is. At the end of the game, when things were getting close, Kyrie Irving, with about a minute left, you know, helped smooth out, or should I say spread out, the lead. This was a driving layup. You know, he put the sauce on it.
Kyrie will walk it up. Left-hand dribble. Now to his right, the right of the circle. Bounce pass left to Hardaway. They've got the Clippers spread out. Right wing block back to Irving. George closes out on him. Kyrie gets by him. Then met by Leonard. Hanging, banking, and scoring. Tumbling through the baseline. He wanted a foul call. Didn't get it, but there's some Kyrie magic there.
Yeah, Kyrie helping to stretch the lead to 106-97. The Dallas Mavericks held off the Clippers. The final score 110-104. Kyrie Irving led the Mavericks in shot attempts, no surprise. He had 24 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. He was 4 of 8 from downtown, 9 of 17 overall from the field. Jason Kidd spoke to the media, and he told us what was all pretty evident. Yeah, Kyrie Irving did damn good tonight.
It's good. You know, I think knowing Kai and just understanding his skill set and the new atmosphere. He's excited to be here, and I think he talked about that yesterday.
Jason Kidd continued on, and as Kyrie Irving helped kind of keep them at bay, they being the Clippers, he's proud of how he led these dudes who he's working with for the first time.
I think his leadership down the stretch of getting everyone organized, knowing how to play without having the ball or being able to have to score, setting screens for his teammates to get shots, was shown tonight. So a lot of great stuff as we build this on this new journey.
Okay. A new journey. Sounds good, Jason Kidd. Luka will come back, and then Luka will have 38-8, and Kyrie will have 25-30 every night, and then the Mavs will get kicked in the ass come playoff time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. An athlete who cannot catch a break. Jim is calling from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
I'm going to nominate Fernando Tatis Jr. for this list.
Well, you're just gonna say his name, or do you have a reason?
Well, I thought I'll go after it. So, first of all, he starts off sort of with the Bryce Harper syndrome. He plays too hard, right? And they give him a lot of gruff about playing so hard and hitting home runs when it's a 3-0 count, breaking some of those unwritten baseball rules. Then he goes off and gets hurt for baseball reasons first. Then he starts to get into some other things where he doesn't catch a break for decision making. The motorcycle accident, the steroid use to try and get back on the field. So between injuries, between playing too hard, and between some poor decisions, I think he's not catching breaks. I would like to mention, you got three guys on your top six that caught breaks by winning championships. Maybe we could slide Fernando in there since he's not winning a championship.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not catching a break. A lot of his issues also happen to be self-inflicted in and of itself. Shep, you told me something. Obviously, I didn't know what the hell you said. And now, here, share with us what's going on. And please, take your time.
Yes, sir. Well, JR, you kind of called it. This is per Shams. This is per Woj. It's happened. Maybe the biggest trade we have seen in the last 20 years in the NBA. Kevin Durant is going to be the newest member of the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Awesome. Is there more?
is there more? Well, the Suns are Drake Crowder's finally going to play basketball this year. He's going to the Nets. Thank God for that. I don't know why he was sitting in Phoenix doing nothing. That's really all we're getting. The Suns specifically, Woj is saying. So Mikal Bridges is going to be part of the steal. Cam Johnson. Four first-round picks. I guess the Suns can thank Rudy Gobert for that. And, JR, not that anybody cares, but a 2028 pick swap for Durant and T.J. Warren, also known as Mr. Bubble. And JR, the piece that was final in this that really pushed Durant to Phoenix was Robert Sarver ultimately leaving, and Matt Ishbia pushed to get that deal done Tuesday, him becoming the majority governor owner. And so it's no accident Kevin Durant now finds himself in Phoenix, teaming up with, we know, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton. That is an incredible lineup,
well,
JR.
Go ahead. There are your favorites to win the championship this year. It's the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
Matt Ishbia actually had a press conference here in Phoenix. He was announced yesterday, formally introduced. And as Shep just mentioned, and thank you, Shep, I see it in front of me as well, Kevin Durant, the newest member of the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns are sending Kevin Durant from Brooklyn. Wow. Suns are sending Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, four first-round picks. And this was necessary from the Brooklyn Nets. We had a caller earlier on. We had folks speculating, oh, my God, well, let's go ahead and move, you know, Russell Westbrook. Let's reunite him with Durant for what? Now Durant is actually going to compete for another championship. Chris Paul might be on the downside, But a combination of Devin Booker and Durant by itself is absolutely ridiculous. There's no reason to move Ayton at this point in time. The Phoenix Suns obviously won't necessarily have the same depth in bringing in Kevin Durant. I want to think about how the rest of that roster fills out. When you got guys like Bridges who helped them compete for a championship just a few years ago, when you're moving on from someone like Cam Johnson, these were key players. You know, you got Cameron Payne, who hasn't competed to the same degree that he did just a few seasons ago. You know, depth might be an issue here for the Phoenix Suns. But having Durant on a team with Booker and Chris Paul, who's not going to be tasked with going out there and trying to run the show at his age, even though they gave him an extension, is absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to say it again. And thank you, Shep. Kevin Durant has been traded to the Phoenix Suns. He will be joining Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Mikal Bridges goes back to the East Coast, Villanova guy. Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 4 first-round picks go to the Brooklyn Nets. This is a real, real flat start for the Nets. They got a young team. I hope they have a future. But Durant and TJ Warren both go to the Suns. Wow. Kevin Durant, a Phoenix Sun. Damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Suns are going to be, they're going to be nuts. And the Brooklyn Nets are just going to hell. I'm going to take your calls on this. What do you think? Durant to the Suns. Breaking news. 855-212-4CBS. Things have already started to shake up here in the NBA. I'm going to take your calls on this Durant move. No longer a Net. He's a Sun here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 10 minutes ago, we found out that Kevin Durant is no longer a Brooklyn Net. He's now a member of the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant goes from Brooklyn to Phoenix along with TJ Warren. In return, the Phoenix Suns, they send a whole hell of a lot back to Brooklyn. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, 4 first-round picks. Jay Crowder is going over to Brooklyn. He's likely to, I would assume, be released so he can try to latch on to a contender. And we know the deal here with the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are rebuilding. They have no choice. Kyrie Irving made his debut tonight for the Dallas Mavericks. He dropped 24 points. He wanted out of Brooklyn. And that was the final straw for Kevin Durant. Why would he want to stay? Kevin Durant didn't want to be a part of the Brooklyn Nets this past offseason. Kyrie Irving wanted to be traded. Kyrie Irving realized that there was no deal to be made. Kyrie Irving opts into his contract. And only a few days later, Kevin Durant still says, I don't want to be here. He rescinds his request for a trade. He sticks around. He plays like the all-star and one of the greatest offensive players that we've ever seen. He continues to play like that. And then a human being falls into his leg. He has a sprained MCL. We won't see Kevin Durant play until after the all-star break, after the all-star game. But he won't be in a Brooklyn Nets uniform. Kevin Durant will be wearing a Phoenix Suns uniform. Wow. The Phoenix Suns giving away a lot of ancillary pieces here. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, two young players that helped them go on a championship run against the Milwaukee Bucks. Gone. You have additional players on the Phoenix Suns who haven't necessarily lived up to top billing or have been available. Campaign hasn't been consistent. Landry Shamet hasn't been consistent. And we know, if you want to think about quote-unquote the big three here for the Phoenix Suns, like a lot of teams, this very well might come down to injuries. Chris Paul, older, not the same dude, not expected, not necessarily needed to be that guy. Devin Booker, injured recently. Kevin Durant, coming back from injury. There's legitimate questions there about their availability down the stretch, but at least trying to get them some games under their belt together where they play enough games to develop some type of chemistry, but then you still need them healthy for the stretch run. And there is no way, none, there's no way that this is it for the Phoenix Suns. They have to have some type of depth. I don't know if what they have right now is good enough. The starting lineup sounds great. I didn't even mention DeAndre Ayton unless DeAndre Ayton is moved for additional pieces as well. If you want to look at this on paper, which is always easy, yeah, the Phoenix Suns are our championship contenders. They are. They're going to be going for a title. Like all teams, they got to hope to have health. They have to hope to develop chemistry. And I'm really thinking about that depth. Because Mikal Bridges is one of the best defenders the NBA has. Cam Johnson, also coming off of an injury, is a great ancillary piece. He'll probably have a chance to flourish more in Brooklyn. And this is just an absolutely crazy trade. Not a surprise. This was rumored last offseason that Kevin Durant was interested in heading out to Phoenix. I want to see him play. I wouldn't be mad if we got another rematch of the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. I wouldn't be mad if we saw the Boston Celtics take on these Suns. The NBA is a wild place. You know, I don't think we'll get there, but can you imagine even a playoff matchup? Maybe not Western Conference Finals. Imagine a playoff matchup if we got the Suns and the Mavs. Give me Durant. Give me Kyrie. Let these dudes go at each other. This is what makes the NBA crazy. There's certain elements that will drive you up a wall. The player movement can be terrible. From a drama perspective, as an entertainment product, this is one of the reasons why the NBA is just, there's always something. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin Durant, now a member of the Phoenix Suns. Lee is here from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good, Lee. What do you think about Kevin Durant being on the Suns, man?
Hey, it's crazy now. Everybody is switching up and going everywhere, which brings me to say that you know, LeBron James started all of this trading and switching teams. And I'll stay in Cleveland all my life. He's the one that started everything, pretty much.
I wouldn't say that. He wasn't the first dude in free agency to quote-unquote move around. Free agency predated his career start by about almost 20 years, 25 years. So I wouldn't pin that on him. He's just one of the biggest names to go ahead and do it.
I know, but he's a drama queen to me. That's all he is. He's just ring chasing and record chasing. That's all he's doing.
Well, I think if we lived in a prior generation where they did have free agency, I think we'd have more individuals who would do it. It wasn't available to them.
But, yeah, let me tell you this. I'm really impressed with your resume. I never knew that about you. And my question is, you may not answer it, but do you think you got more knowledge than Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know who I have more. I don't compare what goes on in somebody else's brain to my own. I know that I have a lot of life experience. I know I've been all over the world. I know that I've had a lot of experience for what I do now. And I appreciate you for bringing that up. I don't know what goes on in anybody else's brain but my own.
Okay, I just hear other players, they so hard with Stephen A. Smith because he never played sport, but he seemed to know about everything. But I didn't know you had that resume. I'm really impressed, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Lee. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't just get picked up off the scrap heap. I've been able to do things kind of my own way, and here I am. So thank you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Maya is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, JR. I had commented on your post Sunday that something was going to have to happen with KD. I had wondered if he was going to show his tail to get his trade, but I knew something had to happen. Of course, as a Spurs fan, I ain't liking all this movement in the West, but anyhow,
well,
I digress.
There will be a few more years. And I don't know, maybe Greg Popovich, he slides out the way when he feels there's a foundation set. The Spurs will probably turn things around sooner than later, hopefully.
Yeah, I know. I got the patience. Like I said, we had 20-some years of playoffs, so
that's right.
We got to, like I tell the rest of them, hey, look, we knew this was coming, so just be patient.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I was calling in about your list when everything broke. Athlete who definitely, I was going to say Kevin Durant, but then just like Kyrie, he brings a lot of stuff on himself with the fake Twitter accounts and all that mess. Anyhow,
yeah,
my QB is Terrell Owens, my quarterback, poor Lamar. It's like they wanted the boy. I mean, he didn't just got disrespected from day one. I mean, Bill Polian said he would just be a receiver and or running back. Then I got to be honest. I can't be one of them homers and everything. EDC, as we call him, or Eric DaCosta, hasn't given the boy. I mean, his receiver room was decimated last year. DuVernay and Bateman went down with injuries. We had nobody catching the ball at the end of the year. He deserves better than that. I mean, he said when you drafted him, he going to bring you a championship. But, I mean, like Giselle has said about Tom, he can't throw the ball to himself. So then, you know, even after he got the MVP, he still got disrespected. Yeah. Now he's trying to hold my man's money up and stuff. So I got to be the homer in that case. And shout out, they never get any respect. Look at how long it took them to get Ray Guy in the Hall. So I'm also going to stand up for all the kickers and the punters out
okay.
there.
Well, thank you, Maya. I appreciate
Take
you.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Thank you, Maya. Excellent call. And she had a lot. We got to give Maya her own show. She's just going. 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, but Lamar Jackson, tell him to finish the season healthy. Gio's calling from Cleveland.
Hey, what's up, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I just had to call in from that other Cleveland caller, just dogging LeBron. Like, I understand Cleveland fans dogging LeBron, man. He's not record chasing. How do you record chase? You just play long enough and hopefully you get to 38,000 points, man. Stop the whining, Cleveland fans. And another thing, he's not ring chasing. In order to ring chase, you have to get traded in the middle of season, things like that. You know, LeBron has never been traded. He's always been a free agent. He's always made the best decision for him, his business, and his family, first and foremost. So just stop the hate with the LeBron slander. It's just getting it's just getting crazy. Much respect to Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, for getting out of that toxic situation in Brooklyn. They did what's best for them. Hopefully, the West will be competitive. We'll have a great playoffs, and may the best team win. Bottom line.
Okay. Thank you, Gio, for calling from Cleveland. Well, that toxic situation in Brooklyn is something that both of them helped create. And now everybody's gone. Steve Nash is gone. Kyrie Irving is gone. Kevin Durant is gone. Sean Marks, maybe he'll be gone. Jacques Vaughn is like, man, do I want this job while they're paying me? I feel bad for the Brooklyn Net fans, however many of them that actually exist. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think I speak for everyone saying that your show is the best, man. At the end of the day, there's nothing like sitting back, listening to you, and just, you know, life is stressful right now, and I think you calm us all down, and it's nice to just listen to what you have to say.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So much going on in the NBA over the past 30 minutes. We learned that Kevin Durant is on his way to the Phoenix Suns. Kyrie Irving just made his debut for the Dallas Mavericks in a victory. And let me go ahead and give you the recap one more time. Kevin Durant and TJ Warren go to the Phoenix Suns. Going back to Brooklyn, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, 4 first-round picks, and they're going to go play basketball with and you know what? Let me not totally crap on the Nets, because outside of the normal Ben Simmons jokes, if you've been paying attention to the Brooklyn Nets over the past several days, man, they've been lighting things up. Well, a few of their guys have been lighting things up. Cam Thomas has been playing out of his mind, dropping 40-point games like this is not a problem in the world. You still have Nick Claxton, but this is a team that's, they're just going to compete. And the Brooklyn Nets are going to have to figure something out, because they're not going to want to swing for the fences for another star, or are they? And the next set of stars who come in, I highly doubt that they are the highly touted kind, I should say. Matt Ishbia, the brand new owner of the Phoenix Suns. I told you he had a press conference here in Phoenix yesterday, introducing himself to the city as the brand new owner taking over from Robert Sarver. And he made the comment yesterday that he's fine with the team as is. Take a listen to this.
I love our team. Give credit, by the way, James Jones is here, and his leadership team, like all these guys, they've done a heck of a job, right? They've done a heck of a job building an amazing team. I'm not walking into a team like, so I feel like we can compete right now with exactly what we have.
Yeah, they could. That doesn't mean that you don't improve when Kevin Durant says, that's where I want to go. Who says no? 855-212-4CBS. LaPrey's calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I talked to you about 6 months ago. I'm blind, and I really like your show, buddy.
Thank you much, LaPrey. I remember you very much so. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I don't know why they keep hating about LeBron. LeBron is about 20 minutes from where I live at, and I'm so happy for him and his family and the way he plays the game, JR. And I'm so sick of them trying to compare him with Michael Jordan. He's a hell of a basketball player, and I was just happy. It's like I synced it on. I was watching TV. I can't see, but it's like I could see when he did his celebration. And I'm so proud of him. And he never started this trade situation. Let's just leave it alone, and let's look at some good basketball this year. But I just hope Kyrie get his act together. And I hope Kevin Durant. And I wish the best for them. And This ain't the mistake on the lake, JR. You watch our Cavaliers with Donovan Mitchell. And I didn't like what Brooks did to him. But we got tough guys now, JR. And we're going to be the next NBA champions in the next 2 years. And it's always a pleasure, JR. You keep up the good work, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, LaPrey, for calling from Cleveland. Yeah, these Cavaliers are looking good. I think if they continue on, they will be in a spot to compete for a championship. You know, kind of lost in all of the sports news, NBA news, NFL news today. Jaylen Brown played basketball tonight against the 76ers. The Celtics won 106-99. But Jaylen Brown got hit in the face in the first half. He caught an elbow from Jason Tatum. He suffered a facial injury, and he might be missing quite a bit of time. We're going to have to wait on that one. It may not be all that good for the Boston Celtics. The next time we see Jaylen Brown, he might be wearing a mask. 855-212-4CBS. Jay is calling from Maryland.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm good. Please turn the radio down.
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Please.
Yeah, I saw the trade. I love the trade for Kevin Durant to Houston. The Phoenix. I don't like them losing Bridges. Bridges is such a good two-way player, 3-and-D. I think that's going to hurt them when they try to make that run. They have a good collective team with Chris Paul, Booker, and Aiden still, but it's those role player guys, those unsung heroes. I think you lost a big piece. But the
Nets, it is depth. I would not be shocked or surprised if they tried to add on to some of that over the next 24 hours. The starting lineup is nice if it's healthy, but Bridges is a massive piece. They weren't going to compete with those guys, and I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a few more moves. I'd actually be surprised if they stood pat, but we'll see. What were you saying?
Yeah, but I like the Nets. Collectively, they're getting a lot of pieces, even though they're losing stars, and they're losing, of course, of the big name guys. No disrespect to the Brooklyn Nets, but New York's always been the Knicks town anyway. So you all haven't been traditionally known to have big name guys anyway, aside of a few blockbuster trades that never worked. Even back when Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Darren Williams were all there, it just never worked. But when y'all were growing organically, when y'all had D'Angelo Russell and Jared Allen, all those guys, you all were putting together a great team. And now you have a lot of pieces now with the Spencer Dinwiddie, the emergence of Cam Thompson, Claxton, a lot of these guys. You actually can build something without going big names and with all these picks.
It's a league of stars, though. You're going to either have to draft a star or acquire a star.
I think they got the benefit of not having to put all the pressure this year to do it. So
you can let some
of these good teams break up.
Well, that's been out the window. I mean, just it was a miracle that they went on a hell of a run. They went on a run, and then Kyrie wanted out, and Durant was hurt, and now Durant was like, I ain't sticking around for this crap. Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets ain't playing for crap this year. They're not. And they're going to try to figure out their future. It sucks for them. It sucks for their fans. This is terrible. Now, how do you elicit any type of confidence in your fan base? You can't. And, oh, yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. You could live. This is like being an NBA fan in Arkansas and knowing that in Los Angeles, it's the Lakers, then it's the Clippers. And it doesn't matter how bad the New York Knicks have been or how bad the Nets have been. You could be living in Kansas and you could look to New York City and say, it's the New York Knicks and then the Brooklyn Nets. It is just terrible for their fan base. And you know what? You can find a silver lining. Maybe Cam turns out to be a star. Maybe Ben Simmons playing with nobody will continue to grow. I wouldn't be surprised if they win some games. somebody would have to emerge as the star. It's going to take the Brooklyn Nets some time, but they have plenty of assets. They have plenty of young players that any team would want. They have developed young veterans, someone like Bridges. They got a big mix. The Brooklyn Nets do have flexibility. But for expectations, ain't no expectation. The Brooklyn Nets will now be an afterthought. Hey, Shep, I don't know. I'm sure you don't know off the top. Nobody knows. I don't know what their national television televised scheduled games look like, but they might as well wipe all of them out.
Yeah, Iron Eagle might have to give up some Nets games for some TNT games. If there's a such thing as a flex at the end of the season for the NBA like there is the NFL, Nets, sorry, Cam Thomas, they're not going to find themselves on any TNT or ESPN games anytime soon.
Take the Brooklyn Nets off of every game. I don't know if they play the Mavericks. I don't know, you know. I don't know if they play the Suns.
Well, those would be, have to be nationally televised games.
Outside of those games where Kyrie comes back and puts up 60.
And Philly.
Say again, excuse me?
No, and Philly. Still got as bad as he is right now, just for the booze.
Philly?
Yeah, Simmons.
Oh, we ain't thinking about it. Forget that. They did that. That was like a couple weeks ago. Put Kyrie Irving in the Mavs against the Nets so he can put 60. Go ahead and take the Suns against the Nets. Let's see Durant score 1 million points. And outside of that, yeah, we can all have fun highlights with the Brooklyn Nets. And we can see if they can grow into anything until they start trading or moving any of those assets. This has just been a wild several days. And here's the deal. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon, and I think we can all expect a few more trades to go down. Are the Toronto Raptors going to make some moves? Is it going to take a few days, probably, for Russell Westbrook? It's just a lot going on. What goes on with the Heat? We have championship contenders trying to add some pieces. The Super Bowl is getting closer and closer. We'll have some great interviews over the next several days. It's busy, ridiculously busy. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you missed a minute of tonight's show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard in New York City. I'll be back with you tomorrow here from Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to keep up with me, the photos, the pictures, everything going on here in Phoenix, I'm at JR Sport Brief on social media. I'm done, but on the radio, Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me. Bet for free.